We're now talking Caulfield and joining us Rob Nicholson. How are you, Rob?
Not bad, Nadia. A very busy morning out here at Caulfield and plenty to get through.
Okay, well, I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, we had quite a number of the Blue Diamond runners going around this morning. Kieran Ma gave Loving Gabby a final hit out with Yulong Meteor, who's likely to line up on Saturday in the Ladbrokes Angus Arm and Ascot Group 2 level. They went over 800 metres on the course proper and ran a nice solid time of 52.34 and really quickened up from the 600 through to the finishing post. The last 400 was in about 22.5 and really put the foot to the floor. Loving Gabby looks in terrific order and has come on enormously well from its win first up. Stablemate Bella Rose is also going to run around and had a nice solid hit out over 600 metres, just a nice short sharp gallop around the course proper in 38. Jason Warren sent out his Blue Diamond hopeful in Brooklyn Hustle, and she worked in company with stablemate Bell Sonic, and they went on the course proper and ran 52.83 for the 800 metres, and they came home in 22.36, and they were probably a little bit quicker than Loving Gabby and Yulong Meteor, but certainly plenty to like about the way Brooklyn Hustle hit the line, went past Bell Sonic in the closing stages, and looks very well. Aside from them, Mick Price worked Shotmaker, who hasn't drawn overly well in the outside gate for the Blue Diamond, but he worked very, very well as well, working with High Ratio over 800 metres in 50.34 and coming home the last 400 in about 22.75. So lots to like about the Blue Diamond chances from Caulfield and the visiting runners that had a go around this morning. There was also some good work from Oakley Plate chances this morning. There was the Kieran Ma duo Bonds Away, who looks to have come on greatly from his first up win, and he was given a gallop over 800 metres in 51.06 on the course proper and really put the foot to the floor the last 400, coming home in 22.25. New stablemate Kimono was probably a quicker overall time, but a slower last 400 metres. He ran the 800 in 50.87 and came home in 23.21. Looks to be a really nice horse, Nadia, and I think both of them are run well. I'd probably put Bonds Away ahead. Probably his last 400 was exceptional, and if he can repeat that, he might be charging home very late and give Nature Strip a bit of a scare. Aside from that, there was Henry Dwyer's cracked crown witness, who is hoping to get a run. It went around very slickly over 800 metres on the course proper in 48.02, which was sizzling, and just cruised home, I suppose you could say, compared to a few of the others in 24.5. Henry's very pleased with crown witness and had a good trial win last week. Aside from that, you've also got Usain Bolt, Nadia, who is nominated for the Oakley Plate, and he just had a short, sharp hit out this morning over 600 metres on his own on the course proper in 36.25. John's pretty happy with the way he went around. And aside from that, there's a couple of others that took the eye. One was Avilius, who visited Caulfield this morning, Nadia, who goes around on Saturday in the Peter Young Stakes. He went over 1,200 metres on his own and just cruised in a minute 19.03, coming home his last 400 in 23.7. Looks to be in terrific order. Brad Willer was in the saddle and should run very, very well again. I think he'll be hard to beat. Aramayo and Etymology also came out for James Cummings, and they worked on the course proper over 1,200. A little bit quicker overall, ran a minute 17.98 and home the last 400 in 23.5. It was a good piece of work from Aramayo, who will go around in the Autumn Stakes, and you'd expect the horse to run very nicely. John Sadler's got Sir Coney lining up in the Group 2, the Group 1 Futurity, and Kieran Maher's nominated Mask of Time. Sir Coney worked with Shoko, who is going to go around in the Group 2 Mannerism, and they went 1,000 metres in a fairly nice time of a minute 2.75 for the 1,000 metres and home the last 600 in 38.1. while Mask of Time had a nice hit out over 800 metres on the course proper in 52.81 and cruised home the last 400 in 24.11, Nadia. And there were some very, very slick times. Aside from those, Nantali worked 1,000, as did Kanedna worked 800. They both ran very sharply. Nantali ran home its last 400 in 23.31, while Kanedna came home a little bit slower in 23.97. So they're both going very well. Cracked the code for Mick Price. Will go around on Friday night at Moonee Valley, and it'll contest the Typhoon Tracy Stakes. He's fairly bullish that Crack the Code can continue on. Had a nice gallop over 800 metres, more a maintenance gallop than anything else, in 54.56, and cruised home the last 400 in 24.65. So plenty to like. Aside from that, Nadia Vidura is the other horse that I forgot to mention. It's going around in the Oakley Plate and worked in a brief gallop this morning. Just came out and galloped 600 metres on the course proper. Rather slow between the 6 and the 4 and ran an overall time of 39, but hit the gas at the 400 and came home in 22 and 3 quarters. So there's plenty to like going into the weekend, Nadia, and hopefully the punters can find a winner. All of it will be up on the RSN website later this afternoon with all the times and each horse individually in a table. So you can get the best workers and the horses to follow on the website.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.